If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So what do you do when a big leader leaves your organization? So step one, they shall not be named, okay? And so let's say that it's they leave for happy reasons. They're like, I found the love of my life. I want to travel the world with them. And I love my company. It's amazing. But I'm going to be cruising the world. And I'm not going to be coming to conventions anymore. I love you guys, but I'm out of here. Okay? In that scenario, don't name them. I'm not going to name them. I don't need to tell everyone else, hey, did you hear the leader leaving? Because you got all these little bears down here, just tiny little guys. Hey, I bet he left because there's a problem with the patent, right? And so, I bet he left because the owner's ego, right? I bet he left, right? So when you draw attention to this thing that you think everyone knows, but they don't, they start creating their own little rumors. Hey, did you hear that they stole some of his money? Or there's a problem with the trademark, right? They'll make up crap. And by the time you up here, you're like, wait, what? What do you all believe in? And it's like total nonsense. It's like what? No, he wasn't arrested in Uzbekistan. I don't know where you heard that. But like one of these people are like, yeah, he got arrested, right? And so don't name him. Now, I'm willing to bet that you're not asking for this reason. That you're not asking because they left on a golden ship and you're parting great friends. I'm going to assume that you're partying and you now hate their guts, right? This guy, total jerk. He's now cross-recruiting. He's now, you know, whatever, right? And so same rule. They shall not be named. And I mean publicly. Now, might you call? So if you're, you know, big dog leader and you got, you know, like your core, you know, 6 or 12 leaders or whatever, might you give them a heads up? Sure, in private conversations, okay? I would never, ever, 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 ever go to the group and say, Joe left, he the enemy. Oh, I'm telling you, it's literally the stupidest thing that a company can possibly do. It is the stupidest thing because you got all these prairie dogs, right? These prairie dogs, and they're like, huh? Huh? What? Joe left? What? Why'd you leave? Huh? You know what? Let's all reach out to Joe. Yeah, yeah. And so they're like, and they're scurrying off the cliff to reach out to Joe. Okay? Stupid. You could have prevented that. So, and it's funny too, because they'll say like, hey guys, Joe has chosen to join Satan in a different company and don't reach out to him. He will not be a trainer for us. And all the prairie dogs, huh? Satan? Huh? Well, they sound nice. Oh, well, I'm going to get Joe's side of the story. And so all these people, you can't blame them. They're prairie dogs. They're not in a leadership position yet. They're follow the leader, right? You guys seen, what is it, Bugs Life or no, Ants. Ants where they're following each other and a leaf falls and it's like, ah, oh, it's a leaf, what do I do, right? They can't see the last ant, so the chain is broken and they're like, ah, right? And I love them. I'm rooting for them. I want to help them out. But most people are playing to prove the loss. Most people, they don't know it, but they're playing to lose. Because they haven't raised their vibration yet.
And that's one of the good things and quite honestly, the bad things about network marketing. It's the lowest risk, lowest overhead way for the average ordinary person to start a business. But a lot of times that person starting the business has never read a book on mindset, has never read a book on psychology, sales, marketing, business, being an entrepreneur, making it through obstacles. And so they're just floating in the wind. Joe left. Oh no. Whoa. Right. They're just blowing in the wind. I mean, I could take a leaf blower to your organization. Just say, whoa, right. The slightest obstacle, the slightest little leaf that falls, right. Oh, and they're out of there. Okay. Now, you can have a core set of values that teaches tenacity, that teaches, has a great culture, makes people feel like they're part of the family, and you can make them bulletproof, battle-hardened, ironclad, but it's a decent amount of work, and most people don't put in the work, right? And so they're just like, how do I manage the rumor mill? Well, you do not manage the rumor mill by naming them. Oh, don't do it. I'm telling you, I don't know how many times. And I've been in companies where they did this, right? Not to me, but I was part of a company and some leader, not even one of the like really, really high leaders, but probably top 50 leader left. They emailed the damn organization. They emailed the entire company. I don't know if the owner was just like doing shots at the bar and they're just like, email it out, man. Or if it was an actual thought out thing, but guess what happened? So the leader that was named is here. The organization is here. Guess what happened? Hey, don't you dare talk to that guy. That guy bad. He a bad guy. Guess what? Well, hey, we want to get your version, bro. Hey, what happened, man? Hey, I heard you left. Hey, what'd you go to? Hey, what are you doing now? Hey, what's the comp plan like? Hey, man, you in the neck of the woods? And guess what the company will do? The company will be like, he's recruiting people. Well, you bashed him. And you told them, hey, guys, why don't you reach out to Joe? Hey, if you want, reach out to Joe to hear his side of the story. And then when you do, we're going to blame Joe, okay? All right. You got that? Makes no damn sense. Now, let me tell you, if Joe is snipered out of the company, right? Joe gets hit by a bus. Joe decides to leave for happy reasons. I found the love of my life. It's amazing. Or I want to paint on the cliffs of Moher, right? Or they're angry and they go to another company, okay? Most people, never going to know. Never going to know. My guess is somewhere between 5 to 7% of the entire company will even know the damn person's gone. Unless you name them. Unless you email. Unless you do Facebook Lives. Here's why you shouldn't talk to Joe. It's like, wow, hello. Hello? Anything up there? Hello? Right? Empty. Empty head. Okay? And so that'd be number one. Number two, now this is a good practice anyway, but analyze your backyard. Look at your garden, okay? Instead of, and this is the exact opposite of what most people do. Most people bash the person leaving. They Satan. They going to play racquetball with Satan in hell, right? So they bash the leader. They're leaving, right? And then number two, they blame. They blame the leader. Yeah, you know, he's going to that milk steak company. Yeah, you know, it's not even vegetarian friendly. Yeah, you know, they test on weevils. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they bash wherever the person is going, which is just, I mean, okay, it's not as stupid, but it's really stupid. So in the same scenario, right, see how this works? In the same scenario that you said, Joe bad! And they're like, Joe bad? Well, I better hear his side of the story. I mean, just last week you were praising him. Right? Especially if the company was lifting this person up. Just last week he came down from cables at your company event, right? and you showered him with rose petals, right? Smoke, pyrotechnics, Joe's the man! And now he the devil? Well, that confuses our prairie dogs. Where's Joe? Joe, what's up, right? Same scenario. If you're saying grapey grape is terrible, they test on weevils, they're horrible, they're the devils. What is it? Guess what prairie dogs are gonna do? Well, I should probably Google it. I should probably look and see what other people are saying too. And you know why? Because there's way less resistance to reach out to Joe or to Google grapey grape than it is to do work. Do work. What can I do in my team to further culture? And in our leadership book, we tell you exactly how to build culture in your Facebook group, how to have a thriving team that is excited to be there. But we define culture as the making of people to feel good, regardless of their level of desire or level of result. And so ask yourself, if someone had stumbled, if you know, one of our prairie dogs had stumbled into your organization, had never made any money, do they feel good being there? Or are they made to feel like they're disappointing you? See, a lot of cultures, if you're not producing, then you're made to feel like you're not good enough, like you're a disappointment. And guess where people don't stay? Where they feel bad for staying, right? And let me give you an example of this, great example. So, especially of this right here. So we had a very trusted employee, very trusted, okay? Very trusted employee. We had helped her with fundraiser. She had been to our house. She had, she managed a lot of our financial stuff. Stole $60,000 from us. Sad face, tear, right? And so at first, darn it, right? Not great. Not the greatest feeling. And so we looked and said, okay, did we disrespect her? Did we treat her poorly? Did we do something on our end? Was there some area? And it came to like, no, like we helped her with many things and we were very lenient on things and we were very kind and we helped her with outside work things and all this different stuff. And so the second thing was, and it was, let's analyze our backyard. And so I looked at it and I actually, weirdly enough, we actually had a little bit of gratitude because one, it could have been worse. She literally could have wiped us out, right? Could have been worse. And number two, it actually made us analyze our backyard and have a much better financial system. So now our system, that scenario can never happen, right? At least that scenario. I mean, other scenarios probably could, right? But that scenario can't. It actually made us tighten up our metrics, our analytics, our financials. So our financial system is much stronger because of her. And so when a leader leaves, don't take it as the opportunity to throw rocks at the leader and name them and all that nonsense, right? Take it as an opportunity to say, okay, where can I do better? Now, maybe you're asking and they weren't in your team. If they were in your team, I would definitely ask this question. But I would also look around and say, hey, how can I make my backyard better so this doesn't happen in my team? How can I do a better job that doesn't happen in my team? How can I step up, have a better backyard for my team, better culture so people feel good, okay? And so I hope that this is helpful. And by the way, Grapey Grape is a made-up name. It's a made-up company name. I'm not in Grapey Grape. I literally heard someone say, did you know he's in some kind of grape company? And it's like, it's a total joke, guys. I made it up so I can use it as an example in my training here, right?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.